Kakosh Bokotov, we're going to continue with the halachot of tefillah. The halacha brura brings down, im itchil itpalel mechamat, shaya savur shadayin lo itpalel. Imagine a person comes down and he starts saying tefillah, because he thought that he didn't pray tefillah. Ubeemtza tefillato nizkar shekvar itpalel. Now in the middle, all of a sudden he realized that he already prayed. So this sometimes could happen that, for example, a person goes, whether it's to Brit Milah in the afternoon, or they go to an earlier minyan, and they pray because they thought that they weren't going to come on time to the second minyan. All of a sudden, they're able to come to their minyan kavua. They come inside and they start praying. And then in the middle, they say to themselves, one second, I just prayed mincha. I already said in the early mincha. Now I'm in the middle of the amidah. What am I supposed to do? So it says here, he has to stop even in the middle of a beracha, which means even if he's in the middle of the beracha, he has to stop where he is. And he's not allowed to finish his tefillah. Al dat tefillat nedavan. He's not allowed to finish his tefillah even as a present. So he says the same halacha would apply if a person was going to repeat the amidah or repeat part of the amidah because he thought that he had to, and then he realized that he does not have to go back. So in the same halacha, he would have to stop where he is, and he's not allowed to go back, right? And he's not allowed to finish off the amidah on condition of a nedavah. However, though, says halacha brura, this only applies to shachrit and mincha. Arvit, he is allowed to finish off the amidah as a tefillat nedava, but it's proper to be mechadesh v'davar, which we'll explain in a minute. What does that mean? What's the difference between shachrit, mincha, and arvit? So the halacha brura brings down, he says as follows. Technically speaking, there are shitot, like the Ravad and others, that even by the other tefillot, even in the middle of the tefillah, you could now think that now you're doing a nedava, and by doing a nedava, you would be able to finish off the amidah. However, though, we don't paskin like that. But by tefillat arvit, there's an extra snif to be mekel. There's an extra rule, as if to say, to add on. What is that exactly? The Rambam says the fact that arvit was reshut, which means even though once upon a time, arvit was not an obligation, now it became an obligation and everybody's obligated in arvit. But since from the beginning, arvit was not the same obligation like shachrit and mincha, so therefore when you started saying the arvit, anyway it wasn't like an obligation, it was like a nedava, as if to say, in itself. So therefore, even though nowadays it became an obligation like every single other tefillah, since from the beginning of the enactment of arvit, it was considered like a reshut, therefore I'm allowed to finish it. So with that, plus the other shitot, that even for shachrit and mincha, I'm allowed to come and finish off my tefillah. So for avit, that's what I'm allowed to finish off. But by shachrit and mincha, I'm not allowed to finish off. Now, when you are allowed to finish off, so for example, only by avit, where I am going to finish off, so I already prayed avit in the first minyan. I went later on for a shiur, and all of a sudden now they're saying a second arvit. And I prayed with them, and then in the middle I realized, one second, I already prayed. So here, what do we just say? You're allowed to finish off the amidah, betfilat nedava, like a present. Here, you have to be mechadesh badavar. What is mechadesh badavar? In the middle of the berachot, which means, not in the first three berachot or the last three berachot, the chidush that we're talking about has to be, in any of the middle of the berachot, you have to come and you have to try to be mechadesh badavar. And it's even enough in one bracha. So for example, let's say I'm going to come now in these middle berachot and I'm going to pray for parnasa. So in the middle of Shema Kolenu, I'm going to pray for parnasa. Or Barech Aleinu, I'm going to pray for parnasa. Or Refaenu, I'm going to pray for refuah shelema. And I'm going to add something. That is the chidush that I have to add in order that it's considered a tefillat nedava. Plus, I mean, mechadesh badavar. I have to make something new in it. Because if not, I can't just repeat. Like, it's not just like a disc, right? A broken record. I have to actually add something to the tefillah. So the adding to the tefillah is I'm adding an extra supplication in the middle of one of those berachot that I'm able to. However, though, what happens if a person always prays for parnasa, let's say in Barech Aleinu or in Shema Kolenu? So here it doesn't help because you didn't add anything. It has to be that if a person sometimes adds and sometimes he doesn't add, and now he's adding, that's considered that he added something on, and therefore he's allowed to finish off his amidah as it is. So again, one more time. If a person's going to come and he's going to think that he didn't pray, he starts praying, and then he realizes that he made a mistake and he already did pray, or he thought the halakha was that he has to go back. So he went back and he started praying again, or even in the middle of tefillah, he went back. And then he realized that he's not allowed to do so. In shachrit and mincha, he has to stop where he is, and that's it. He's not allowed to continue whatsoever. In arvit, he's allowed to finish off the tefillah, the amidah, as if it's a tefillat nedava, as if it's a present, but he has to be mechadesh batavar, he has to make something new. What is something new? That in the middle of these birachot, he's adding in an extra supplication, an extra tefillah, and therefore that's considered that he's doing a tefillat nedava with a chidush batavar as always.
What about the present
birachot? I'm okay.